And welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tokeny. This is our Legend Series presented by Blinkist.com. John Richards is on our show today. He is a board member, an accomplished CEO, and a great thought leader for Starbucks, Four Seasons Hotel, and many others. He started at Procter & Gamble, where branding was a promise and continues to be a promise. And he progressed up to be president of operations for Starbucks, taking them from just 300 locations to 3,000 locations. John, welcome to Success Made to Last.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, John, please share with us your career journey, starting at P&G, and then your journey over to the McKinsey Company, and then into luxury hospitality.
Sure. Yeah. No, I've been involved, really chose to be involved with consumer-driven branded businesses, really, my entire life. And of course, that started with Procter & Gamble right out of college. Sold soap literally in Baltimore, graduating from Bucknell University, which is in Pennsylvania. Then went on to get my MBA at the Wharton School. And after that, joined McKinsey & Company and spent a lot of time working on branded businesses such as Heinz and R.J. Reynolds during that time. My early management career after McKinsey was with in luxury hospitality with Four Seasons Hotels, where I served as executive vice president. Really, from the time it was a foundational company, eight hotels, principally in Canada, without a brand name, and growing to 44 hotels from 3 to 20 countries, became the global leader in luxury hospitality. Then moved on to a little coffee company that all of you know today called Starbucks as president of North American operations. Really was responsible for the rollout, national rollout of that business from 300 to 3,000 stores, and really building the initial foundation of that business and the brand that, of course, all you folks know today. Then moved on as chief executive officer in a number of branded businesses that evolved more toward healthcare, fitness, and beauty services. As CEO of Elizabeth Arden Red Door, the spa and salon business, which is a national business today, the Joint Chiropractic, which is a healthcare services businesses focusing on chiropractic care, and during all that time, also served on the board of Lifetime Fitness, which is a national fitness company. So as I became more senior, I first participated on boards of directors as an executive, and then later led them and built them myself in the later stages of my CEO involvement. So lots of value in being part of the building process and benefiting from a lot of people to help me do that in a sensible sort of way.
What a fantastic best version career that you've experienced. How do you think has the consumer changed during this journey?
No, I think you're absolutely right. The biggest change is the way people consume information and the amount of information they have access to, and the number of ways in which comes at them. And that just makes it more challenging for the person who's trying to execute the communication process, any consumer company or any company that's trying to communicate values about its business and its brand to consumers. You know, there are just many more choices for the consumer. They obviously split their time between many more things, and so their attention span is of necessity much smaller. But I think so it's really more in the tactical execution of what you choose to execute your marketing, as opposed to the foundations around what you need to do. I learned, as you did, Rick, early in the day that at Procter, brand is a promise. It's something that's conveys a consistent set of values and a consistent set of physical attributes and performance attributes around it. And that's still true today. It's what's challenging and what's different today is that you have many more choices in which to do that. And the consumer obviously has many more choices in how to consume it. So it makes it much more challenging to execute it successfully. Multi-channel is the way of life today. And of course, now it's also multi-device. Mm-hmm. We consume the information, not just through different channels, TV and radio, and like we're doing today, and which is going on the internet to most folks. And clearly all the stuff with our digital appliances, whether they be phones or tablets and whatnot.
You bet. It is a different day. I want to ask you a question coming in from one of our young CEOs, and this question relates to scale. And you were there at Starbucks when you were scaling to 3,000 stores nationally, as you described earlier. What advice would you give to young CEOs today about pace and knowing how to scale up and how fast to accelerate their companies?
Well, and I've been in that journey a couple of different times, and it is both a science and an art. I would say the two things that come to mind immediately are, and this will sound a little bit like motherhood, I suppose, but you've got to make sure you have the right people in place before you start the run, because the people are the ones that make the difference, and you have to get staffing right, and staffing ahead of the curve right. I'd say beyond that, today particularly, it's vital that you have your systems in place, because your systems today, for most consumer businesses at least, provide you with the ability to execute the transactions intelligently, and that has to be right. It also provides you with a feedback loop to know what's going on. And that is equally critical. We worked very hard at Starbucks to make sure that our systems could keep the pace with what we were doing. We were at a point during the time I was growing the business where we were opening a store every 18 hours. So every day a new store opened somewhere, and sometimes more than one. And so you can imagine what would happen if you didn't have the folks in place or the systems in place to help you keep track of what was going on. You've got to have that right first, or you're going to bury yourself very quickly.
Make sure and have the infrastructure. Okay, as is a tradition on the show, John, we want you to share a story about one of your favorite mentors and how they positively influenced your life.
Well, I'm fortunate. I had several. A guy named Warren Titus, who was the sort of the father of the modern cruise industry that I worked with after I left McKinsey. Izzy Sharp, who is the founder and chairman of Four Seasons Hotels and is still involved in that business today. And Howard Schultz, who is the CEO, chairman now of Starbucks, who most people know. I think Izzy Sharp is the most interesting because he's still involved with the business. And I think there are a couple of interesting things about him. One, it was very clear that he knew what he didn't know. There were things that he was very good at, but there were things he didn't know. And he early on clearly surrounded himself with people who had the expertise that he didn't have. And he had a personality that was open and very much willing to take input and to listen to what others had to say. And this is a business that became international very quickly. So we were dealing with all kinds of issues in lots of different places. And needless to say, that was a real important lesson to observe. The other thing that an amusing story is that, of course, he was the founder and principal shareholder of the business. And even in the early days, we would joke about the fact that we all had a vote, but his vote counted more than the rest of us. And while he was very generous with taking input, at the end of the day, he knew the buck stopped with him, and he had to make it happen. And I think that's true of any CEO ultimately. So it's a really good lesson. The other thing that I would say about CEOs and about founders in particular, mentors, is that he was very much focused on people, and he understood that in a service business, which of course is what hotels are, that the people on the ground, the people who encounter the customer, the guest first, if they're at it, if they aren't in the right kind of frame of mind, if they aren't treated well, then they probably won't pass that attitude on to the guest. So I learned early on that if you're going to run a good service business, that you have to really treat your associates, your employees, your partners, whatever they might be called, with respect and dignity, make them feel good about what they're doing, because that will be passed on in spades to your customers. And that was obviously very true at Four Seasons and still is today because it's a premier service business. But even in Starbucks, in different ways, that's often the case still, despite the massive sort of size of the business.
Yeah, and compliments to you and your mentor, because our personal experience at Four Seasons has been personal service, and they actually know your name and they care about us as guests. That has been so consistent with that brand, and so cheers to you guys on that. And John, we'll wrap up today's show with a tradition we've got on our program, especially in May and June, where we ask our guests to give a graduation speech, and in this case to the class of 2018. And we'll let you address all the college grads out there and pass on some wisdom to them.
Well, no, that's great. And first of all, congratulations to all those who are graduating from something somewhere. This is the time of year. I actually have my son-in-law who's graduating from graduate business school today. So I'm very much a fan of it. I would say that this is a transitional time, obviously, for folks that are doing this. And I think what's most important about your first step after this is that you clearly went to school to prepare and to train, but you have to put it to work. And my advice to you is to get yourself into a foundational experience that you can learn from. You want to apply your knowledge and everything, but you need to put it to work and you need to learn while you're doing it. So it is very important, I think, to get that really good first step out of school, whatever school it is. Be ready to do a lot of hard work, but also get yourself into a situation where you're going to learn. Now, there will be some of you that are entrepreneurs and have that itch and want to start your own thing, and that's great. I think that's a sort of a mindset that you sort of come upon. But if that's the case, then you still got to be prepared to learn, because that's how you're going to build your experience in your business. So look for those foundational experiences that can help you grow and where you can contribute, but they're going to give something back to you as you see it. And, as you heard earlier, I was fortunate to be in some foundational experiences early on where I worked very hard, but I also learned a lot. And Procter & Gamble and McKinsey, as an example, are two institutions that obviously are committed to that, and I certainly benefited from it. And I'm sure you'll make some good choices along the way like that, and put it to work. And all the best of luck to everyone along the way.
Well, John, thanks for those words of wisdom. You are all about rolling up your sleeves and getting in on how things work, and that is a pivotal part of leadership. You are always welcome back here.
My pleasure. Nice to talk to everyone.
That was John Richards. We appreciate him being on our Success Made Last show today. And this show is brought to you by Blinkist.com. You've heard us talk about Blinkist a lot. It's one of our favorite apps on our iPhone. It's really unique. It can work on your tablet or web browser as well. and it takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them into just 15 minutes that you can read or listen to. I use it because we're so busy all the time, but I need to be listening to some new nonfiction books, which I love to hear and get the best thinking from. There's a book that I'm listening to called Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker, and it's a great book, and I'm recommending it through Blinkist to my two daughters and son-in-law. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to this massive library of condensed nonfiction books. And right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. You can go to Blinkist.com/success and try it for free for 7 days and then save 25% on your new subscription. So that's Blinkist, BLINKIST.com/success. And make sure and take advantage of that and get your dose of micro learning today. Hey, thanks for joining us on this Success Made to Last show. If you like this particular show, let us know with a comment and rating on our website, successmadetolast.com. You can go to our contact page and tell us about your positive experience. Please tell your friends and family about your favorite success shows. And if you want to get your week off to a fast start, subscribe to our newsletter. As we always say here, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week.